أن يبدل الوضع فلنهي له حياة طيبة. بطريقة مثل وجه حياة طيبة البدع ذن طيبة طيب الله ورد طيبة في حكمة في الجسولة يا مايكينو joy or happiness. That is like seeing a person finding his children upon guidance the way he wants them to be. That your children have not deviated from the path of Islam. Your children have not deviated from the path of the Lord. There is no deviation. They are upon track. They are not wayward. If a person has wealth, he has money, he has built houses, or she is married to a wealthy man, yet her children have failed her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me glad to be our portion. If a person has children and the children are not doing what she wants, if a person has children and the children are making her to cry, a person has children and she is telling her children, this is what I want you to do, but they are always not doing what she wants. They have become an eyesore to her. She sees them and she cries. Tell me, is the wealth of the husband going to make her happy? Is the house the husband has built? Is it that they are not there?
No, they are not hearing from her.
Okay. The wealth the husband has. Is it going to be, will it make her happy? The husband has bought a car for her and she is cruising in town, driving. Yet she feels her children, today they will bring the child that she stole something in somebody's house and they bring the child to her. Next tomorrow he has injured somebody, they take him to police station. The upper one, maybe he has killed somebody, he has run away. There is nobody that would wish to have children that are wayward. And it is the prayer of every mother that, Ya Allah, make my children to be guided. Make my children to be upright. It is the prayer of every mother. Mothers pray more that Allah guides their children more than fathers do. Because it is the happiness of a mother that her child is upright. It is the happiness of a mother that her child succeeds. It is the mother that is happier. And when you look at what Allah says, Allah means when he said, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, اذكر نعمتي عليك وعلى والدتك إذ أيدتك بروح القدس تكلم الناس في المهد وسهلا. To the end of the verse, go back and read it. What did Allah do for the mother of Isa alayhi salam? Everything Allah mentioned in that verse is a promise to Isa alayhi salam. تكلم الناس في المهد وسهلا. You speak to people well, you are in the cradle, and when you grow up, when you become an adult, you speak to people. What does it, how does it concern the mother? Everything that was mentioned there, you make the leper to the hill, you mold a bed from mud and it becomes. And you fatamfo kofiyih wa yakun khayran bi idhnillah, and it begins to fly bi idhnillah. It is not the mother that does it. It is Isa. It is the favor that Allah did to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. But Allah says, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, اذكر نعمتي عليك وعلى والدتك. Remember my favor on you and your mother. Because everything Allah does to a child, he has done to the mother. If your child has succeeded, it is you that succeeded. If your child is upright, if your user is upright, you feel happy, you feel fulfilled. So the scholar said, when Allah says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your dhurriyyah to be upright. You will feel joy in them. Is it not from the prayer of the pious people that رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا؟ You pray that, oh Allah, make me to have هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا from our wives وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا and from our children قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ, what will please our eyes, the joys of our eyes. Let us see happiness in our children. So one of the ways we will secure that our children will make us happy is we make Amal solid. Let's repair that relationship between me and Allah. Let us engage in ibadat as we ought to engage in it. Let us focus on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the pious ministers of Sa'id ibn Jubayr, the student of Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, إِنِّي لَأَزِيدُ فِي صَلَاتِ مِنْ أَجْلِ إِبْنِ هَذَا إِنِّي لَأَزِيدُ فِي صَلَاتِ. I used to pray salat many times. I used to increase the salat I pray. مِنْ أَجْلِ إِبْنِ هَذَا. Because of this my son. I pray to Allah, I will do salat. We pray at night, we do in nawafil, because Allah, I want Allah to guide my child. Allah uses the salah of parents to guide children. When parents are good, Allah will help them on their children. And the children will also have benefit from the goodness of their parents. When you assist people, you are not wicked to other people. You are not wicked to your co-wife, you that you have, you stay together with other women in the house. You are not wicked to them. You don't hurt them, you don't harm them. You are nice to everybody. You assist the slaves of Allah. You assist the poor, you assist the needy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use that to assist your own children. Allah will use that to assist your own children. Allah will use that to protect your own children. That's why when we go into Surah Al-Kahfi, when Allah mentions the picture of Musa and Khadir. One of the episodes that Musa and Khadir passed by is they saw a wall. يريد أن ينقض فأقام. The wall wanted to collapse. And Khadir reduced it. And Musa says, لَوِدْ تَخَفْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. We would have collected the reward for rebuilding the wall. And he said, هَلَا تِرَوْقُ مِنِي وَبِنِي. When he was to tell him what happened, when he was to tell him what happened, he said, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِيَتِيمَيْنِ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا فَأَرَادَ وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. He said, أَمَا الْجِدَارُ after that war that you saw me mend, فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. That war belonged to two open. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا. And they had a treasure that was left under the wall. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their father was a good man. He was a righteous man. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُمَا. So your Lord wanted them to get to the peak of their strength. So that they will be able to bring out their wealth. Rahmatan min Rabbi. That is a rahmah from your Lord. Even after the demise of their father, Allah still protected the wealth of the children. So that they would get the benefit of the wealth that was left for them. The only reason is وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. أَنْتَ أَيْضًا حَاوِلِي أَنْ تَكُونِي صَالِحًا فَاللَّهُ يُرَاعِي أَوْلَادَكِ. Try to be good. Allah will protect your children for you. It is not about wanting to, you say, okay, let me invest for my children, let me need money for my children, let me buy this for my children, like many parents are doing today. تُسْتِدُونَ أَوْلَادَكُمْ. You spoil your children, and you think you are being caring to them. Parents distract their children. They distract them with so many things. Children that are not supposed to be using Android phones are given Android phones. And you think that is part of love, that is part of care. And children will get addicted to phones at a very young age. The salah of parents has effect on the children. When Maryam, alayhi salam, when she gave back to Nabi Allah Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and she brought him to her people. What the people said to her, the first thing they said is, Ya Ukhta Harun, ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء. Meaning, where did you come with it? How did you get a child without a husband? You don't have that in your history. You don't have that in your history. ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء. Your father was not a bad man. وما كانت أمك بغية. Your mother was not a prostitute. Where did you get retired without the father? Which means that people would have dhurriyyah and ba'duha min ba'd. The people who are righteous and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will take charge of their affairs in their dhurriyyah. Muhammad bin Munkadir, he said, Inna Allah la yahfazu rajul. Inna Allah la yahfazu rajul. في أولاده وأولاد أولاده وأولاد أولاد أولاده. الله سبحانه وتعالى can protect a person in his children. In fact, he protects him in the children of his children. Sometimes he even protects him in his grandchildren, great grandchildren. Because of the goodness of the father, Allah will continue to assist the children wherever they go. Because their father and mother were nice people. Even what is upon us is to connect with Allah. Let's live that life of man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min. Let us increase our ibadat. Let us tajid fil ibadat. Let us increase our worship of Allah. Because when we worship Allah, Allah takes care of our faith. قل إن ولي الله الذي نزل الكتاب وهو يتولى الصالحين. الله تفسير إذا إن ولي الله. My ولي is Allah. My protector is Allah. My guardian is Allah. My helper is Allah. إن ولي الله الذي نزل الكتاب. The one that wrote the Quran. هو يتولى الصالحين. And he takes charge of the affairs of the righteous people. All you need to do is to be righteous. There are children whose parents died when they were very young. And Allah protected them. They didn't become wayward. They had tarbiyah even without their parents. There are parents who need, and their children became wayward in their lifetime. What is the reason? Allahu yatawalla salihin. Allah takes charge of the affairs of the salihun. It is not about material, it is not about what I will leave for my children. How many houses I want to leave for them. Okay, let us secure the future of our children. You cannot, it is beyond your control. It is Allah that guarantees the future. It is Allah that guarantees the future. Yours is for you to try your best. But you can't guarantee anything except when Allah wants Allah to do it. So yatawalla as-salihun. Allah takes charge of the affairs of as-salihun. والصالحون هم الذين آمنوا بالله ويعملون صالحا. الصالحون أدرسوا بليل الله أجابين بالوقت. So Allah takes charge of the affairs of الصالحون. Those who are righteous. Allah does not make their things to become damaged. Allah protects them even when they are not alive. Because the matter of tarbiyah, how we give tarbiyah to our children, it is not with our strength. It is not as if we can do it. We will only make effort. We will only make effort. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where did he grow up? Where did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam grow up? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam grew up in the house of Fir'aun. Musa grew up in the house of Fir'aun, Azimullah. But that did not stop him from becoming the biggest man. Even when he was brought up in the house of Aduullah, he didn't stop him from becoming Rasulullah, Nabiullah. Even Allah who is the Yahdi, it is Allah that guides. It is not your effort, it is not your strength, it is not your wisdom, it is not your intelligence, it is Allah that guides. Now if it is Allah that guides, walk for Allah. Be humble to Allah. connect with Allah. Increase your worship of Allah. And tell Allah, Ya Allah, this is what I want from you. We need that connection between me and Allah. Our ibadat should increase. And when we are talking about ibadat, we have two things. We worship Allah based on what He wants. But one thing that must be emphasized is our akhlaq, our character. مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَفْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنَ الْخُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ The Prophet said there is nothing that is as heavy on the scale of good deeds like good character. And good character is بَغْلُ النَّجَى وَكَفُّ الْأَذَى Assist people with good and don't harm them. الْمُسْلِمُ مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ A good Muslim is the one who The Muslims are free from the evil of his lips, his tongue, and his hands. Irrespective of whoever the person is, be nice to the slaves of Allah. Wherever you find yourself, you are a wife, be nice to the person you stay with. You are a daughter, be nice to the people you stay with. You are a sister, be nice to the people you stay with. Al-Khuluq al-Hasan is It makes your works to be heavy, good works to be heavy on the day of judgment. So what you are making your ibadat at night, لا تكوني مطيئة إلى جيرانك وإلى إخوانك وأخواتك وصاحباتك. Even when you pray to Allah at night and you are making tahajjud and ibadat, don't be a wicked human being to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ, a woman was mentioned to the Prophet ﷺ, as reported by Imam Bukhari in his Adab al-Mufrad. The woman was mentioned. وَذُكِرَ صَلَاتُهَا وَصِيَامُهَا Her salah and fasting was mentioned that she fasted a lot, she prayed a lot at night. وَلَكِنَّهَا تَدُرُّ جَارَهَا But she used to harm her neighbor. Her neighbor here could be the person next to her in the house. Her neighbor here could mean her mate with whom they share husband. She harms her mate. She harms her neighbor. She harms those who live with her. And the Prophet said, She's in hellfire. They said she prayed a lot. She fasted a lot. وَلَكِنَّهَا تَدُوبُ جَارَهَا The only thing she does is that she used to harm her neighbor. The Prophet said, هِيَ فِي النَّارِ She will help her. That كَثْرَةُ الْإِبَادَةِ would not affect her. Because she is harming human beings. She is harming people that Allah has granted. And then another woman was mentioned. She doesn't pray a lot. She doesn't fast a lot. لَكِنَّهَا تُسْتِنْ إِلَى جَارِهَا The Prophet said, هِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ She's in paradise because she does good too. You see, sometimes many of us will do ibadat a lot. Yes, we'll do ibadat, physical ibadat. We'll do it, we'll pray, we'll fast. But our character is not good. That is very dangerous. One of the ways of getting Allah's mercy is ar-Rahmah. Show Rahmah to the slaves of Allah. Ar-Rahimuna. يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الارض يرحمكم من في السماء الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الرحمون those who show mercy they show mercy يرحمهم الرحمن the most merciful will show mercy to them ارحموا من في الارض show mercy to those that are on the surface of the earth يرحمكم من في السماء and Allah that is in the heavens will show mercy to you يرحم من في الأرض everyone that is on earth the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said والشفاعة إن رحمتها رحمة الله even a sheep a goat if you show mercy to a goat Allah will show mercy to you how much more of a human being is it not that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said دخلت امرأة النار في حرة a woman entered the fire because of a cat ودخلت امرأة من الجنة في كلب A woman entered paradise because of the dog. Dog. The dog that most of us will see and will chase it away. Somebody entered paradise for showing mercy to that dog. We all know the hadith. She was thirsty. And she went to fetch water from the well and she drank it. After drinking, she saw a dog. The dog was eating from the wet clay out of that. And she said, this dog is going through what I went through. Out of that, she went into the well and fetched the water for the dog. Because of that, Allah forgive her. This is somebody that is a bagiya. She was a prostitute. Look at what she did, that Allah forgive her. How much more of somebody that will show mercy to a human being? The human being is honored. How much more of somebody who will show mercy to this creature that is called a human being? So when we say man amila salihan min zakarin aw untha, we are not just restricting it to prayer, fasting, recitation of the Quran. We are talking about al-akhlaq, al-fadila, al-kareema, al-tayyiba, min al-rahmati wa al-shafaqa. All these things we do that shows mercy. That when we see somebody in pain, we feel the pain. That muwasa alone can make Allah forgive you. That muwasa. That somebody is going through pain. And you also sense the pain for the person. Allah can use that to forgive you. Because what you have done is rahmah. So you should try as much as possible. You should try as much as possible to increase our amal salih. And amal salih is not just, you know ubudiyah, that you are a slave of Allah and you are worshipping Allah. It's of two types. Then al ubudiyah is zahira. That act of worship that we do physically. We stand, we do ruku, we stand, we do sujud, we recite Quran. We do this with our body. That is al-ubudiyyah al-zahira. What is most important is al-ubudiyyah al-batina. The hidden servitude, what we have in our heart. How connected are you with Allah? When you are praying, do you remember Allah? When you make sujud, do you feel you are bowing down to the one that is supreme? Do you feel in you that you are bowing down to someone that deserves to be bowed down to? Or you just put your head on the floor and you raise your head? That is the salah of the munafiqun. In the munafiqun, you call it in Allah or who called you. Wa idha qamu ila salati qamu kusala yura'un al-nasa wa la yadhkurun Allah illa qaleela. The ibadah of the munafiqun is with their body. They don't do it with their heart. When you make a charge, when you say, astaghfirullah, 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 is it coming from your heart? Or is it just on your tongue? When you are you fasting because you know that Allah said you should fast? And you are bringing in that taqwa that Allah SWT is seeing you? Or you are just not eating and drinking? Al-ubudiyyatul batina, that's a'malul qulub, the magnifiers of our works. The magnifiers of our works, the works of the heart. A person can do something with his body that is very small, but his heart will magnify his reward. His heart will make his reward to be big. But somebody can do a big work with his body and he will get no reward if his heart does not work. So we will try to do our work with our heart. With our heart. Let's not just be people who will be doing routine aspects of worship. We will stand, we will not eat, we will do sujud, we will do ruku. But our hearts are empty. We should connect our hearts to Allah. We should talk to Allah. Our supplications should be intentional. When we make dua, there is what we call munajah. Al-Munajah, that act of staying alone, privately, nobody is with you, and you will be talking to Allah, because you know He hears you. You are not just imagining, no, you are talking, and you are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you know He hears you. Different scholars have different al-kaz al-Munajah. You mustn't understand Arabic before you do that. So you sit down and you appreciate Allah, that, Ya Allah, I thank you. Allah, you have given me this. Allah, you have given me that. Allah, you have given me this. I thank you for all of this. Allah, you hear me. Allah, you see me. Allah, you are the one that has been protecting me. You praise Allah with this prayer. The awliya of Allah will sit down and do that. Awliya of Allah. They have al-fazul munajah. What they will use to pray to Allah. What they will use to converse with Allah in secret. Those are from a'malul qulub. Our ibadah should not be devoid of a'malul qalb. Because any ibadah that is devoid of a'malul qalb might, if the person has any reward at all, it is going to be very little. That is, if the person has any reward, the reward might be very small. Magnifiers of reward are those things we do from our heart. They increase our reward. They magnify our reward. So it is our prayer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would ask you. Hey, you have to. I will not use all my energy in doing in English, then I'll come out somewhere else. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us to be righteous with Him. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prepare our hearts and make our hearts to recognize Him as our God. We pray Allah will give us the ability to be subservient to Allah. Let's be dutiful to Allah. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us our shortcomings. The month of Ramadan is one of those favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His people. We pray Allah will accept what we have done. It is one thing to do. It is another thing that Allah accepts. Let us pray that Allah accepts it. Nabiullahi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam built the Kaaba with his son Ismail. And all they are saying is رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّا أَنْتَ وَالْعَلِيمُ. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. We pray Allah will forgive us. So we'll do good teaching now. Okay, teaching uncle. Yeah, can you meet people in the United States? You need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من عمل صالحا من ذكر او انثى وهو مؤمن ولنهيته حياة طيبة ولنجزيهم اجرهم باحسن ما كانوا يعملون. شو لكل ايماني من عمل صالحا لكل اي شيء نبني من ذكر او انثى قولا شكل مذاني ثم ماتى وهو مؤمن الهاجين من ايمان لله التي فلنهيته حياة طيبة اذا مراية بشكل تاور مليون ولنجزيهم اجرهم كما ذاك ذا متاكل يعمل بالتعطية بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. يدا أقول لك يشيل مكتشيت وانا آية تلا بلالة هي أكا أبوبوا أبو دابيو أكو يشير لي أقولكما جواب الشرط شرع يشير يكون لي إيماني يكون لي أيكي نبلي العليل من إيماني ولا أيكي نبلي ينا تبطواني إذا ما تكون يعيش دير يدا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيكي يشيني أيكي كذا ما عمل الصالح sannan kuma go mu'minin yana da kuke na mutum ne shi dan Allah idan mutum akwai ikhlas mai da dama wa'annan sune sharudan ayyukan da ake karba duk wani aikin da mutum ya aikata ya zama bai yi ikhlas a ciki ba to Allah baya karba ko da ko mutum ya yi shi daidai da karantar wannan da Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to haka ne idan mutum ya yi aiki da ikhlas amma bai yi shi yadda Annabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya karantar Allah baya karba dole kafin aka ga aiki sai mutum ya zama to ya yi shi da ikhlasi ya kuma yi shi yadda Annabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya karanta to sakamakon haka Allah ya ce falanuhu yanahu hayatan tayyiba za mu masa kyakkyawar rayuwa wanda malami suna bayanin cewa abin da ake nufi da kyakkyawar rayuwa na daga ciki shine Allah ya tsare mu zuriyarsa ya ga ya tabbatar maka da yara da zuriyarsa a cikin tarbiyya saboda duk wani abin da Allah ya ba mutum a duniyar nan matukar ya zama su ƴaƴan da sun fanta ne ko sun kangare ko sun bar tafarkin addini musulunci to ba zai samu nutsuwa ba ba zai kuma ji daɗin rayuwarsa ba daga Allah annabi Nuhu alaihi salatu wasallam yana ji yana ganin yaron ya halaka bai ji daɗi ba sai da ya dawo yana roƙon Allah ya gafarta masa duk da ya san yaron nan ya halaka ba tare da ya yi imani ba amma saboda ya ga yaro ke soyuwa a cikin zuciyar mahaifi Annabi Nuhu alaihi salatu wasallam sai da ya roƙa ya haka farin ciki da suna cika ne a san da ya ga yaransa da zuriyarsa suna kan tarbiyya shi ne muka ce tuna daga cikin abin da Allah ke kira kuma mutum da shi wajen ya tsari masa ya'yanka, ya tsari masa jikokinka, ya tsari su a kan tafarkin addinin musulunci shi ne mutum ya kyautata ibada tsakani da Allah. Idan mutum ya kyautata ibada tsakani da Allah, to Allah kan taimaka masa ya kare masa ya'ya, ya shiryar da su shirya ta addinin musulunci, shi da Allah shi ne mai shirya. Allah shi ke shiryarwa, mutum ba shi da ikon shiryarwa. Sai mun kawo wasu ayoyi da ke bidaya a kan haka, sannan kuma muka ce ayyukan nan na alheri suna tabbatuwa ne cikin abubuwa biyu. Na farko shi ne bautan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abu na biyu kuma yana kyautata ma bayin Allah, yana taimakon bayin Allah, yana tausayin bayin Allah, baya cutar da su. Kuma taimakon bayin Allah da kuma kyautata ma bayin Allah sai da ƙarfiwa kan waɗanda suke nesa da mutum, wasu da waɗanda suka kasance suna da kishiyoyi, to ya kamata a ce su ɗauka kama kishiyoyi su zama su suna rayuwa ta addinin musulunci. Sannan akwai ayyuka kuma na gari da mutum ke aikatawa tsakanin su da Allah, to ya kamata kuma mutum ya sanya ayyukan zuciya a ciki. Kada mutum ya zo rinka gabatar da ibadu kawai da gangan jikinsa, alhali cikin ruhinsa da kuma zuciyarsa babu wani kaso da yake da shi, saboda wannan yana daga cikin a kusan ibadoji da munafikai suke yi kamar da Allah mai cikin suke ba da labarin su. Ina ji a takaice dai wannan shi ne abin da darasin ya ƙunsa. Muna fatan Allah ko Allah ya tamu daji ya gafarta mana kurakuranmu, ya karɓa mana ayyukanmu, ya kuma ba mu ikon cin jarraba. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam da Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
These are really wonderful lectures from our scholar. In fact, I was not expecting that it's going to end like that. But from the wise days, they said, خير الأعمال من قل ودل. The best of خير الكلام من قل ودل. The best of speech is the one that is precise and short. Very short and precise and informative. We pray to Almighty Allah to bless our faith with the most beneficial knowledge and continue guiding our faith shaped upon the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, without wasting much of our time, we are going to take questions. We are in question and answer session. Before I sort of summarize what our Sheikh has given to us, but Alhamdulillah, Sheikh has summarized this word in Hausa language. We are not going to do that today. We can ask questions in Yoruba, Sheikh is hearing Yoruba. For those that are not hearing English, we can also ask questions in Hausa. Here also is moving in that aspect, as we can see. We can have questions also in English, or we can have questions in Arabia. Inshallah, we hope Sheikh is going to attend to our questions, inshallah. Please, we should feel free to ask questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Can someone pray only a prayer if he is not married and the environment has no other learned person to lead a prayer?
If yes, you can lead a prayer even when there are other learned married people, a married person can lead prayer, that is nothing that stops him from leading prayer. It results from the conditions of becoming a man of intrinsic marriage. The Prophet of Allah has given the qualification to lead prayer to be أقرأكم لكتابنا وليأمكم أقرأكم. And that is why when the companions went back home, they found out that Amr bin Salama, who was a 7-year-old boy, was the one who had the most part of the Quran he had memorized, and they made him to be their imam when he was just 7 years old. A 7-year-old child mostly was not married. So he was leading married people and elderly people at the age of 7 because he had the most portions of the Quran.
For the purpose of those that are feeling tired to write, we can we can add pressure by bubble. We can add pressure bubble. If there is anybody that has pressure, can add pressure both in hot or in bar. Now. From our bus outside, we have questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Out of the session, I change to two in Salah.
One of the ways of attending or attaining to two in Salah is for one to mix it up, or one to be intentional. That is, have the feeling that you are in Salah. And try to see yourself before Allah. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَوْهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَوْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. If you are able to have the feeling that you are before Allah, then it is the best. That you see Allah. If you are not seeing Him, then remember that Allah ta'ala is looking at you. You know, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there are three manzila, there is the manzila of al-Islam, there is the manzila of al-Iman, there is the manzila of al-Ihsan. Al-Islam, shahadat an la ilaha illallah. Al-Iman, an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa rasulihi. Al-Ihsan is the level of arifin. Those whom are conscious of what they are doing. Their hearts are functional in their ibadah. They worship Allah as if they are seeing Allah. And when they are not seeing Allah, they know that Allah is seeing them. Because Allah has called himself As-Sami' al-Basir. So they will stand before Allah as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at them. And let me give us an example. If you are praying somewhere, you are praying in this hall. And you know that there is a CCTV in one of the angles of the class. If you know that there is a CCTV in one of the angles of the class, and you are praying, and you know that that CCTV is connected to maybe the headmistress office, or the headmaster's office, or some people are watching the CCTV, how are you going to pray? Will you pray anyhow, or you will pray as if nobody is seeing you? You want to pray well because you know you are being watched. Isn't it? You want to pray well. Even a person that doesn't pray well, when he comes to the mosque, he will try to pray well because he knows people are seeing him. Now, the way to attain khushu is that you know, feel it in you, that someone is watching you, and that is Allah. Someone is watching you, that is Allah. Someone is hearing you, that is Allah. Somebody knows what is in your heart, and that is Allah. So the moment you are able to do that, you will attain to do in Salah and in all of your ibadah. Just always feel that there is a raqibun, there is someone watching over you. And you find out that inshallah, you are going to be in the manzila of al-muhtineen. Even if you are alone, you are pressing your phone, you are pressing your computer, you are pressing your iPad, you are doing whatever. Feel that someone is watching you. That is the reason why Allah mentioned all of this to us. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ وَكُلَّ إِنْسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. It is for us to know that someone is watching us, isn't it? Now, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they believe what Allah mentioned. They believe, but they have not seen anything that will make them to believe. But they believe. Now we today we have things that will make us to believe. Because I can put on an eyeglass and that eyeglass will be recording what we are doing in this class. Everything we are doing. If I didn't come, so that is the essence of all of these that Allah has made. So we need to see him within us that someone is As-Sami' al-Basir, Al-Alim, and all of this, except for us to know that he is like that. So it is knowing Allah through his attributes, understanding the principle of being watched over, inshallah, it will make us to reduce a lot of things we do. You reduce a lot of things. Why you want to do an evil and you remember that someone is watching you, you need it. So the only time we fall into sin is when we forget, when we have a ghafla, when we become unmindful that someone is watching us. That is when we commit sin. It is only when we forget that someone is watching us, that is when we commit the sin. But if we truly believe that someone is watching, we will not commit the sin. Just that we will not commit the sin under camera. So just that we will not commit the sin when a police is there before us. A police is standing, watching, and somebody is putting his hand in another person's pocket and removing money. Will he do it? No. But if the police turns away, it is possible we will say, let me quickly remove the money before he turns back. So we have those who watch over us. If we remember that, it will increase our khushu in all of our ibadah.
There's a question here saying, can the pregnant woman eat without paying back later? Then this one in Hausa also, it's like they are related. Then Allah manai yajahan kabin yanguwa mata kan lekin rama adumi idan tasha naguni.
On whether a breastfeeding or a pregnant woman can feed without paying back. Yes, she is supposed not to pay back if she feeds. If only the reason why she fed was because she could not fast. She couldn't fast. It is not a direct license that when you are pregnant, you don't fast. Somebody says, I'm pregnant, so I will not fast. No, that is not true. No, you will fight, you will fast. It is only when you could not fast, when you are unable to fast, that the Sharia said you should eat. So it is either you are not afraid that, this thing can, it can harm me. It can harm the pregnant. The doctor is telling you have to be taking water every hour because if not, your child is going to be affected or something like that. So it is when you fear for yourself or you fear for the child, that is when the Sharia gives permission that you should break the fast. Now when you don't break the fast, based on that, you don't have to pay back when you feed. If you have fed a person for a day, then you don't need to pay back the fast. I hope it is clear. Okay? Then the second question on that one is basically talking about those who would not pay back their fasting until another Ramadan would come. And you know yourself. You know yourself. So, somebody will just stay and you know, in fact some of you will use this as your wife again. You have gain, you have debt. And you are giving somebody sadaqa. You collected my money, 1,000 naira, and you have not paid me. And you saw me, you say, madam, take 500 naira. You saw me tomorrow, you say, madam, take 500 naira. But I will still pay you your money. Just pay me my money. The world is, you see, there is nothing that we will use to go close to Allah like wajib. Why did Allah make wajib to become wajib? Is it everything that is wajib in Islam? No. Some things are wajib, some things are mustahab. Between mustahab and wajib, which one does Allah love most? It is because he loves the wajib most. That is why he made it wajib. That is why Allah says Allah in that hadith from Qudsi. He said, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. My prayer doesn't come close to me with anything that I love more than what I have made composed on him. Meaning you go close to Allah more by doing what you back. The things that Allah said you should do, do it. So we should try as much as possible. Let us know that if we die and we don't pay those taxes, when Allah has given us ability to pay them, He would ask us. فَإِذَّةُ مِنْ أَيَّامِ أُخْرَى does not mean indefinitely. No, it is for you to pay back within the shortest possible time. Somebody will say, but Umuna Aisha doesn't use to pay back. Umuna Aisha is not you. And Umuna Aisha is serving somebody that is better than your husband, if you are married. If you say, I, my husband, is the one that did not make me, you cannot compare yourself with Aisha. You cannot compare your husband with the Prophet of Allah. So try to pay your fasting as early as possible. So that you don't need fasting for your children to be paying for you. مَمَّا تَوَعَلِهِ سِيَامٌ صَوْمَ عَنْهُ وَلِيُّهُ Anybody that dies and there is fasting on him, his head will have to fast for him. But if they don't fast, then you'll be up for the day of judgment. So let us try to always fast as much as we can. Instead of paying you, if you are given option to fast 2 days of one, and to pay back your fasting, pay back your fasting, and don't fast 2 days of one. It's better for you. If you know you cannot fast 2 days of one, and then you pay your fasting and fast 2 days of one, while people are observing 2 days of one, pay your own fasting. It is the best for you. It is the best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you.
I'm going to read two questions together. The first question is, in a situation where the colleague is always bothering you to order, can you decide to stop relating with such person entirely, even greeting, that is saying salam? Then this other one says, if your neighbor is a Christian and she is keeping malice with you, can you also keep malice with her if you want to go to the altar? This is another question.
Okay, it is not allowed for us to keep malice with those who slander us. The least is that we say salam to them. You mustn't relate with them as we sit down, eat, talk, and no. But that salam is the difference between malice and Islamic relationship. It's salam. If your relationship has gotten to the level that you don't even say assalamu alaikum, then you are already keeping malice. And what that means is that on Mondays and Thursdays, where people are forgiven when their work are taken off, you also will be suspended. Same thing in Mr. Sha'ban. Allah will say they should forgive everybody except 2 people who are taking money. They should not be forgiven. They should be given respect until they come back. And it is not acceptable that people keep money beyond 3 days. So, this is the salam. Even if the person doesn't answer salam, assalamu alaikum, and then you go. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. No mali. Allah will not hold you responsible for keeping mali with salam. So, and then is keeping mali with the Christians the same as keeping mali with the Muslims? No. The keeping of mali that is prohibited is that which happens among the Muslims. But if it is a non-Muslim that is involved, it does not, of course, it is a bad relationship, which we shouldn't. Right? But it does not have the same ruling of Tahrim, haram, as keeping marriage with a Muslim.
The second question is,
Can
you please read two questions together? The first one says, Madam Yah Halasta Mati, Fajiza Ikikati. Then the second one says, if you want to go to mosque to pray Tarawih and your husband talk you, but you went, is this painful?
Yes, it is allowed for a woman to go for i'tikaf. The wife of the Prophet of Allah will go for i'tikaf. But a woman cannot go for i'tikaf without permission. She needs the permission of her husband and she needs the fact that her going will not affect the family. If her going is going to affect the family negatively, then she shouldn't go. What we should understand is the i'tikaf is عبادة قاصرة على صاحبه. The matlah, the good is for you alone. And you might have other things you would do that would be better than i'tikaf. I'tikaf for a married woman is not advisable. For a woman who will take care of her children, it is not advisable. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, one day was in his itikaf. When a person came and said, Ya ibn Abbas, I want you to assist me with something. وريد أن تفدي لي حاجة. I want you to help me meet up with a need. Abdullah ibn Abbas left the itikaf. And he went out to assist that person for his need. And he said, this itikaf is my own personal thing. But this benefiting of another person is not lahatul muta'addiya. It is something that is extensive. So that one is better than the itikaf. So you benefiting people is better than you going for itikaf. You benefiting people. Maybe you are a mu'allima, or you are teaching, or you are preparing food for some needies, or you have some things you do that benefits people. It is better than itikaf that you do, because your itikaf is isolating yourself. It is your personal benefit. But when you benefit others, it is better. Yeah? So it is not prohibited, but it is not too advisable. But with the permission, then there is no harm. The husband permits, and maybe the children are already old enough to take care of themselves. Then the question on whether if the woman wants to go to the masjid and the husband says she shouldn't go, and she went, and does she have a sin? Yes, she has a sin, and the husband also has a sin. Both of them have contradicted the instruction of Allah. The Prophet said, لا تمنعوا ماء الله مساجد الله. Do not stop the female slaves of Allah from going to the mosque. So the husband has violated this hadith. And then she also, for going, has also violated the instruction of the husband. So both of them have committed the sin.
There is no question. Inshallah, he is going to bring the last question because of time. Salaam alaikum said, from the lecture, parents who teach, can positively affect the children? Can the bad deed also affect them negatively, even if the children are like you?
Yes, the parents' right deed affect the children. But does the evil deed of the parents also affect the children? As far as the Sharia is concerned, in the Kitab or Sunnah, what we understand is وَلَا تَجِلُوا وَازِرَةٌ لِلْوَازِرَةٌ. No soul will bear the burden of an household. If a bad parent is bad, the children will not be, they will not be affected by that of the parents. This is from the Sharia point of view. But when we look at the life we live in, and when we look at reality, it is possible we would say that some children might be affected by what their parents do. Sometimes we can still see, even when we don't have any evidence. But looking at the realities of life, life has taught us that people who are evil sometimes are paid back with evil. Life has taught us that. I'm sure if we think about our experiences, we would have seen people who live like that. I know of a person like that who lived. Her relationship with her mother was very bad. It was very bad. She never took care of her mother. And when the mother was about to die, the person that was taking care of the mother said, why don't you pray for your daughter? She said, her prayer is not on my lips. I will not pray for her. She did not swear for her, but she said she will not pray for her. Because she never took care of her mother. Now, the mother died, and this woman lived. She lived a terrible life. Herself and her children. Her children became something else. Her children would make her suffer. They would put her in problems. They also will fall in different problems. And when people come to assist the children, they are also affected. If the person says, okay, I want to be assisting this person now, his business might collapse. So people try to withdraw. One of them mentioned, she said she prayed, she knows what is wrong with them. That is one of the children of this woman now. she said she knows where their problem is coming from. And she prays it is going to be on them alone. Let it not extend to their own children also. We don't have any verse or hadith to say it is that. But life has made us to understand that the evil people do sometimes affect their children. There are so many of such lessons in life that I'm sure even you would have different experiences. So if we don't say with Quran or Hadith, but we see it in life, what is sufficient for us not to do evil? Ya Allah, to Allah protect us.
As-salamu alaykum, please sir, I have infection of kidney. Doctor said I should drink a lot of water. I observed that if I fast for a few days, I begin to feel pain. Can I see? And if I don't have enough to feed sometimes, what should be done today?
I think the question is, I observed that. If you observe that, that means you will not fast. But you observe that whenever you don't take water, then there is, you see, one feels pain. So we pray that Allah SWT will heal you. We pray Allah will cure you. And we pray Allah will make it kafara for the person that has the problem. I've just prayed, I've not answered the question. The thing is, if for that reason you didn't fast, then you are not expected to see the kidney. Because the kidney stone is an ailment that will heal with time. So it might be a year, it might be 6 months, it might be 2 months. You don't have to fast. You will wait until you are healed, then you will pay back the fasting. You will pay back the fasting. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ Two categories. A person who is traveling and did not fast. Or a person who is sick and did not fast. Allah said they will pay back some other time. So the only person that doesn't pay back out of sickness is a person whose sickness is permanent. Meaning maybe it is terminal or it would not heal. It is such people that can feed out of sickness. But somebody that holds that maybe after 1 year, after 2 years, after 3 years of treatment, they will feel better and they will be able to fast, then what is upon them is to fast. However, let's now assume that what is expected of her is to feed. And sometimes she is not able to feed. The person that is not able to feed does not have anything. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا أَتَاهَا. You will wait until when Allah gives you what you will use, then you use it to feed it. I hope it is clear. Now,
جزاكم الله خيرا. Inshallah, we are going to take the last question.
This is the last.
Yes, last. Inshallah. Please, can a woman have intimacy with her spouse starting with the last turn of prayer after she has already prayed her salat?
Which salat?
This is the salat of Surah with I don't know.
Maybe salat of Qiyamul Layl or.
Because 30 minutes to be to have
30 minutes to
after 30 minutes to last call of prayer.
That is before before Subhi prayer is called. 30 minutes before Subhi prayer is called, there is no harm. There is no harm so long as it does not extend to the time of the Adhan. If it extends to the time of the Adhan and they don't stop, then it means there is 60 fasting on them. So but if it is going to be within that time and they finish before the Adhan, then it is accepted. No. Allah will kill you, I'll kill you.
What I do, I used to take much water during then when I go to get my fast again, I take much water. And as soon as I got, since the effect of the fasting has not been
having any issues.
Inshallah.
So that's a testimony that it is working for her The person who asked the question also do the same thing. Take much water during Sahur and take much water when you break your fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal you all and may He make it kafara for you.
Jazakumullah khairan. And inshallah, this is where we come to the end of the of today's lecture. We pray to Almighty Allah to reward our sheikh, our scholar, our teacher with the best of reward with Al Jannah to pray out. And may Allah reward us too and count it as part of ibadah from God. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Please as our Sheikh is leaving, please be away. The organizer of the program said we should try and wait there are other programs that is coming.
Inshallah.